Okay, everybody, if you'd like to make yourself comfortable, feet flat on the floor, just rest your shoulders and begin, as always, by taking a long, slow, deep breath in and breathe out. And allow your body to relax, to release the tension that it may have been carrying or absorbing from the environment over recent weeks. As you breathe deeply with each out breath, just let your shoulders drop a little more. Let the wave of your breath flow through your body all the way down to the tips of your toes. Relaxing, releasing, resting into this beautiful, sacred space as we all set the intention for this to be a sacred space of purification, of cleansing, and of healing. And as you set the intention for yourself, invoke your diamond, so that your diamond field takes shape around you. Fully aligned along your spine, connecting with the soul star above your head and the earth star below your feet. And within this sacred space, you're able to allow your entire being, your mind, your heart, to surrender to the wisdom and the love of your soul. For the diamond is a vehicle for your soul. And your body relaxes and eases a little bit more. Once you are safely within this sacred space, and from deep within the earth, below your feet, a serpent waveform of energy begins to stir, just like a vortex rising up from within the earth. Your body anticipates this writhing, sinuous movement, this vortex, as it reaches your earth star, connecting you with the earth, activating this light below your feet into a brilliant magenta glow. It continues to swirl around you, around your diamond. Spiraling up, this sinuous tornado ignites your soul star above your head with the most amazing gold light that showers down into your diamond. Droplets of gold mingling with the magenta from below, fusing both within your diamond. One flowing and blending with the other, the blending of opposites. Infusing your sacred space with the warmth and the wisdom of rose gold. And surrounded by this energy, it begins to infuse the skin, filtering into your body, softening your heart, softening your joints. It's like a cocoon of an embrace. And the spiraling serpentine energy from Mother Earth continues to spiral up and out, dislodging your connection with the earth, lifting you up within the safety and sacredness of your diamond field, up above the planet. Up to a point where, held within this vortex, you are still connected to the earth, and yet your vantage point is so much greater. From this point, you can see all of the other diamonds way above the planet. Looking down and seeing the chaos upon the surface, allow your eyes, allow your senses to penetrate the chaos, to penetrate the events that are taking place physically upon the surface of the planet. Allow the messages, allow the pain that is being experienced by those engaged in acts of anger to be experienced, seen, felt, heard. What is it that you personally connect with around the planet? You can see all of the other beautiful rose gold diamonds held within this sacred space above the surface. Just allow yourself to sense, to feel anything that actually approaches or touches your diamond is instantaneously dissolved by the love and the healing frequency of the rose gold energy. Notice how powerful you feel in this space. As you watch and observe, not engaging, but fully aware. And the spirals continue upward now, taking you beyond the surface of the earth for a time. Beyond the planets, beyond the current influences, beyond into a stream or a timeline that represents the eternal flow of the Great Mother. It appears almost like a dark timeline running through the universal fabric, almost unseen, and yet, as you are drawn closer to it, held within this vortex, each and every one of you, you notice that it is a moving stream of invisible light. And this moving stream, as you get closer, this river of eternity is comprised of a flow of dark, beautiful diamonds. Amazing dark diamonds, holding the entirety of the codes of the universe within the fabric of their geometry. Sparks of light, of knowing and knowledge within this eternal river. And each and every one of you is plugged into this river through the vortex spiral that still connects you deep down below with the earth. Do you notice that one of the diamonds leaves the river and begins to spiral around you and through your Earth Star Energy Center, just absorbing anything through your earthly life, the programming that has kept you plugged into the cultures or influenced your family, influenced your ancestral lines, anything that has influenced you by virtue of your land of birth, or many lands of birth. Just allow that diamond to swirl through your Earth Star Energy Center as you are held upon the surface of this river. And as it spirals, it draws out the patterns. You can see them being released from the roots of your being. You may see it in words or pictures or sounds, feelings or sensations, literally freeing your movement, your capacity to act and move outside of the old constraints. And as the Earth Star is cleared, you see the threads moving out, extending for each of you into your ancestral lineages. They may appear first as just shadowy forms, and yet the programs and patterns that have influenced you from these lineages are drawn into this dark diamond that seems to grow as it absorbs more and more into itself, to be broken down and transformed, recreated by the eternal creative force of the Source Feminine Principle. And this diamond then moves up. It's almost attached to a chain of diamonds, so that along your core, you know that you have 8 core diamonds connecting between your Earth Star and your Soul Star. And there is a chain now of black diamonds that begins to spiral around your core structure, your core 8 diamonds, moving in between and through the rose gold environment, holding you in a space and place of love as the purification continues through your core column, up to the base of your spine, and all the way up to your Soul Star. Each level of purification exposes yet more and more of your ancestral lineage, awakening, stepping forward for their participation in this purification process. You stand in a space of love as you welcome their engagement and involvement in your cleansing alignment ritual, your ceremony. Other aspects of your being are drawn into the black diamonds, now moving steadily up through your core column. You're aware of threads or shadows being drawn out of the DNA within the cells of your body. You're aware of streams of shadow being drawn out of your joints, of patterning being removed and adjusted within your nervous system, providing an open pathway for the free flow of the divine feminine principle. And then all of a sudden, the black diamonds fractalize into minute, smaller diamonds that cascade throughout your body and your being. And out into the ancestral lines and lineages that have presented themselves. You might have tiny, tiny little black diamonds that actually swirl throughout your brain, that swim throughout your blood cells, move through your lungs into the alveoli and the air sacs, purifying, drawing all discordant energy into themselves. For reconfiguration. Be aware of how your body is enlivened through this process. Do you find that the rose gold energy now begins to get stronger and amplify and seeps out from your diamond into a grid, a healing grid of light that connects all upon this call and all to whom others are connected, to family, to friends, to those who require and ask for support. The rose gold fire and flame of love and healing is now amplified through your being and from your being into a matrix of loving light that connects each and every one of us, amplifying further out like a net being cast out into the universe. Each stage of purification that you allow strengthens the rose gold healing capacity. For those that are unable to purify, people that you know or are connected with, simply send out the rose gold flame. Connect them in with the grids. And allow that energy to surround them. Be aware of an innate peace and a release of the tension that you've been experiencing and holding as you come back to your core soul in your center. Take a look around now at the ancestral matrix, and you may find that as the ancestral grids reach out and back, that there is an interconnection that takes place between the individuals on the call. Common ancestors reaching far back in the timelines. The timelines that crisscross this eternal river that flows through the universe. Send out your rose gold flame of healing and light and love. This purified rose gold flame, this amplified rose gold into the ancestral matrix. Allow that light to be received by those that are ready to receive it. And then ask for your own ancestral support or guidance to step forward, those that are with you, powerfully helping to guide and steer you through this tumultuous time. Let them present themselves in the rose gold fire. Here in this space, you are free from distractions and from interference. It is a sacred space where you can revert to for purification and for amplification of your heart space to reconnect with that love and healing. For here is the origin of all that you are, the collective soul that was birthed from the source of the universe itself. To become aware once more of the spiral, the serpentine spiral that extended from Mother Earth into this sacred space. Present around you, still held and holding this sacred space. It's almost as if you are being presented by the Earth Mother to the Cosmic Mother. You are a child of the universe and a child of the earth, both one and the same. And in this moment of honoring, you're aware of your heart space softening and opening, infusing and informing the purified spaces within your body. You're aware of a voice within that whispers to you always, I love you. It is the voice of your own soul, your purified essence. I love you. And like a magnet, the spirals or vortexes that connect you with the earth begin to draw you back down away from this sacred space, asking now for your contribution to the healing of planet Earth, for your service. You are drawn down now, bringing with you the bridge, the matrix that connects you to the healed aspects of the ancestral grids, drawing them down with you to be ever present beside you, behind you. You're experiencing and you feel a greater strength and resilience within your being. as you release the black diamonds, with the exception of the one that is being held within your Earth Star energy center. So you bring that cosmic void back down to Earth with you. That cosmic purifying vehicle. The rest of your space is shining and flowing and glowing with the light of your source. As you are drawn back down to Earth, your Earth Star Energy Center reconnects and plugs back in. You send out the black diamond from your Earth Star Center through the grids of the planet. And as you send out one, you notice that miraculously another one appears where that was. You can send out as many as you wish to absorb and hoover up, take in all of the angry thoughts, all of the discordant emotions, all of the cultural conditions of shame and victimhood, of oppressor and tyrant, slave and master, everything that has become distorted within its polarized form. So you may wish to send out the black diamonds above the surface of the planet or through the grids of the planet into the people, through the halls of power, so that the negative and discordant essence and energies that surrounds the politicians and those in power is absorbed, transmuted, even if it's one word, one aspect, that the black diamonds sweep through and across from you to support the purification of these distorted matrices. And then as you do this, you notice that there are gaps appearing within what appeared to be a tightly held matrix. And this is your opportunity to shine and now send out the rose gold flame as tiny diamonds emanating from your space, your heartfelt energy. Let the golden diamonds, rose gold diamonds, follow the black diamonds, for as they absorb and create a space, that space is immediately filled with the essence and energy of your heart, of divine love and of healing. Notice where your focus is turned as you do this. Whether it be in communities, in the halls of power, or perceived power. Whether it be to ordinary people, your neighbors, just send out, continue cascading your black diamonds followed by your rose gold diamonds, igniting flame, but flames of love. Absorbing fear and replacing fear with love. This is your ultimate service. Be aware of the beauty, the calm and the love that you experience for yourself as you give as much of this away as you can. Just letting it flow through you and from you out. And if you wish to place this on automatic pilot so that it continues without your conscious participation, you can give intent for this to do so. And now the serpentine energy, the dragon energy from Mother Earth, the vortex recoils, now leaving you firmly planted back upon the surface of the earth. For this was your sole choice to be here, to be of service during this challenging time. But right now, in this moment, you are held and honored and respected and held in love. And the serpent dragon retreats into the earth, ever ready just below the surface for the next time she is called into action. And your space is strong and yet soft, alive and still. Take a deep breath in as you allow yourself now to return to conscious awareness and to waking consciousness. Deep breath in, breathe out. And welcome back. How does that feel, beautiful souls?